you know, the Democrats always, unfortunately, push the line in terms of seeing what they can get. Sometimes maybe they even do it more with a Republican governor, because I think a lot of times they see it as a test, and they see, you know, basically, hey, we dare you to go veto this. And so I was very glad to see that, you know, the governor was willing to wear out that veto pen, you know, whatever and wherever necessary, you know, to make sure that he was protecting the citizens of our state, and making sure that, you know, the often radical agenda that the Democrats are trying to force on us, you know, was held in check. And so I certainly would say hats off to the governor on that. And you know, it to me, it's a reminder, as we look ahead to 2024, that, you know, he needs some reinforcements, you know, here in Carson City. You know, we've seen, you know, what unchecked Democrat power can look like in our state. You know, we saw that in recent years. But I would love to see us have a good, positive, forward-looking conservative agenda be able to be put in place. That's going to take more limited government, you know, freedom-oriented Republicans in Carson City and our state legislature. And, you know, we got work to do in the year and a half ahead to make that happen.
I'm curious, in a given week, how much interaction did you have with the governor? I'm not sure how the offices are set up and how close you are to the governor's office, but I'm just curious, did you have easy access to the governor?
Yeah, I had pretty regular access to him from a number of perspectives. You know, number one, you know, the governor and I serve on a number of boards together. So we're on the Department of Transportation Board, we're on the State Board of Finance, you know, so to the extent that those particular boards were meeting throughout the legislative session, which they often did, then he and I had a chance to interact. You know, the controller's office wasn't as central a player in this particular legislative session as some other offices may have been, and as we may be in the future, without getting too into the weeds. Because of the deadlines for when bills are submitted and how that interacts with when the elections are held, that the bills coming out of my office were actually introduced by my predecessor. And we had just one bill that was introduced by my predecessor in the controller's office. Unfortunately, that bill got passed through. It was more of a process administrative bill, not a real headline-making one. So it was a little bit of a quiet session for us as an office. But I will say that I have the opportunity to work and continue to have the opportunity to work very closely with a number of key members of the governor's administration on an ongoing project that's gotten a little bit of news, but it's basically a system-wide upgrade of the state's payroll and accounting and HR and IT systems, which is going to serve the state very, very well going forward. And I happen to be a member of the Executive Steering Committee for that project, along with the governor's director of finance and the governor's director of administration. So I've worked very closely with the administration on that, on this very important project for the state. And to kind of get back to something I alluded to earlier, it looks like there's going to be great opportunity as that project continues to move forward to build in some good government transparency measures when it comes to state spending. And so I know the governor is very committed to transparency, as am I. And so I think there's going to be a great opportunity for our two offices to continue to work forward on basically giving Nevadans the transparency and the accountability they deserve when it comes to how their state's spending their money.
You're a former president of NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. You served in the legislature. You've now just completed one session as Nevada controller. And I'm curious, should we modernize or change the way we do that Carson City thing? Because it seems dysfunctional to me.
Well, when you're talking about a government, and I say this as someone who, you know, as you said, worked for a number of years at an organization that's basically a government watchdog organization, too often dysfunction comes with government. It's sort of oftentimes the nature of it, which is why I think it's critical to have government be as small and limited as possible, and make sure that it's focusing really only on the basics. You know, and that just comes out of reality that people in the private sector, they understand how to, you know, move our society forward and create jobs, create prosperity and opportunity much more than government does. Certainly there are reforms that are often talked about in terms of, you know, how to make government more efficient. I actually think a lot of what the governor is doing, including with this you know, new system I talked about for HR and payroll and accounting, is going to be a big step in the right direction. What I think we want to avoid, though, and this is something that comes up a lot, a lot of people say, well, how come the legislature doesn't meet more often, right? So for those who don't know, you know, unlike some states, you know, we've got a part-time legislature that only meets every other year in the odd-numbered years, and only meets for 120 days. And so the legislature passes the budget on a biennial basis for basically, you know, two fiscal years at a time, and that's it. You know, that's the 120 days during which they do whatever it is they're going to do in terms of legislation and the budget, unless there's a special session call, which does happen occasionally. So a lot of people say, well, look, we got to make government more efficient, more effective. We've got to go to either a full-time legislature or every year session. I actually think that would be one of the worst things we can possibly do. I think that limiting the amount of time that government is, you know, that our legislators are basically getting together and doing some of the things that they do serves us well, because I think if we had a full-time legislature, then you'd see much more activism, especially coming, you know, from the left, since Democrats are in charge as a practical matter. I like the idea of that citizen legislature, you know, making sure that their time together is limited, forces them just to focus on the basics, getting things done. If there's some crisis that comes up that requires a special session, then that's fine. We have a process for that. But government, of course, can always become more efficient. I would say we need to resist the calls, which I know we hear a lot, that the solution to that is basically to make government more powerful and give them an opportunity to convene more often. I think that's the worst route we could go.
Hey, Andy, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. Keep fighting the good fight in Carson City. We'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. Take care.
There you go. Andy Matthews, Nevada State Controller, joining us. We continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive.
Grossman digging it out. Fernando's rounding third. He's going to score easily from first base. Soto into second with an RBI double.
Padres ready with the call. Juan Soto with the RBI double. And Sunday's 5-3 win over Texas. Gary Sanchez over twice. Blake Snell struck out 9 and walked 4. Padres are winners in 3 straight. The Reds shut out the Dodgers 9-0. LA still on top of the National League West by 2 games over the Giants. The call on Giants Radio 4-3, the win over Boston in 11 innings. In 10 innings, the Angels beat the Blue Jays 3-2, Hunter Renfroe with a 2-run homer. Colorado shut out Oakland 2-0. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMCQ Sports Flash.
Hold up. You're using Swiffer Power Mop? What would Mom say?
Oh, she'd be like, a mopping bucket is the only way to deep clean your floors. And I'd be like, Mom, this is the new Swiffer Power Mop. All-in-one that gets you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. She'd never believe you.
It's KMZQ. Finlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Still working an accident on the way through the downtown area in Las Vegas. That is on 95 northbound at Eastern. Also in the southwest valley, watch for a problem there on 215. Make that Blue Diamond eastbound before Decatur. That's an injury accident to Blue Diamond eastbound before Decatur. In the southeast valley, Maryland Parkway and Windmill accident is still being picked up after.
With Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, if it feels like it's getting crowded in our state, it is. And there's a new study out that shows that 30% of the people that move to Nevada are from the People's Republic of California. I had a chance to visit with Nick Pipitone. He is the communications manager for Move Buddha. And I said, tell me about your study, the methodology you use, and where do you get these numbers? 30% are from California. Here it is.
Yeah, so we do studies of pretty much all 50 states in Washington, D.C., and we get the numbers from a moving cost calculator on MoveBuddha's website. So it's a calculator that people use nationwide to search for the cost of moving to different locations. So there's thousands upon thousands of data points, and it's basically just a barometer of where people want to move. So it doesn't calculate actual moves, but it calculates moving interest. So in a way, sometimes it's a precursor to some other data that you'll see further down the line.
I know a lot of us who have lived here. I've lived here in Vegas since 2011, and it feels like it's getting more crowded. How are we doing nationwide relative to Nevada and people moving here?
So our data from 2023 shows that Nevada ranks 13 out of 51 nationally, and that's including Washington, D.C. So Nevada is doing very well, and it's been doing very well since 2020, actually. And that's as far back as we looked. 2020 was a very good year with our moving ratio that we calculate. 2021 and 2022 was a bit of a dip, and so far this year has been the best numbers that the state has seen going back to 2020.
Again, Nick Pipitone joining us, communications manager for Move Buddha. What is Move Buddha?
Move Buddha is a company that helps others nationwide with moving costs and helps them cost moves. And so basically a moving relocation technology company.
The big question is why? Do you have any feel for why people are moving here? Just off the top of my head, I mean, the cost of living is better here. No state income tax, et cetera. And the weather is really nice, too. Do you have any feel for why people are making the move from California?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, we don't track reasons behind moving interest. We just kind of gather the data. But based on my own research and writing the report, I really do think that a lot of it has to do with it just makes economic sense to move to a state like Nevada. There was a very interesting study done by the Tax Foundation. And the determination of that study was that basically, a lot of Americans nationwide are moving from high-tax, high-cost states like California into states that are basically the exact opposite, like Nevada. Nevada certainly fits that trend. As you said, no state income tax and just a lower tax burden overall. And if people nowadays have more freedom to move where they want, maybe because of remote work, it just makes dollars and cents to move to a state like Nevada.
There you have it. Nick Pipitone, Move Buddha. And their study shows that 30% of the folks moving out of California are coming right here to Nevada. It's going to get crowded. It's going to get real crowded. By the way, Dick Morris, I promised I'd let you hear from Dick Morris, the pundit who is on Newsmax all the time. He said polling that he's doing is turning around in Trump's favor. Listen to this.
I just completed a poll a day or two ago of 1,000 voters in the general election. And I'm finding that Trump, as always, is seen as having been a better president than Biden. But now, for the first time, he's being seen as being more honest and liked better as a person. a higher personal favorability. He's never had that. Biden has always been, they used to say, Trump would be a better president, Biden's a better man. And now they don't say that anymore. They say Trump would be a better president, and he's a better man, a brighter character than Biden. And you have to ask, why with stuff that's been thrown at him and thrown at Biden, why is Trump coming up on top? And I think in a strange way, the media's always giving a cakewalk to Biden, never covering him hard, never criticizing him, has left him vulnerable now that the facts are coming out. Whereas the media that has vilified Trump from day one has built up antibodies in Trump to make him more immune to these charges. It's kind of a thing of, oh, here they go again. And I think in a strange way, Trump and Biden have both been through a bitter war with great casualties and real political bloodshed. But Trump is clearly coming out on top.
I'm just going to tell you, there is something going on. Talk to your friends, the friends that were disparaging Donald Trump 6 months ago. See how they're feeling today. I sense there is something going on out there. I sense that there is a movement back to the former president, that he will be exonerated in many of these investigations. They may catch him on one or two things. Don't know. All I do know is that there is something going on out there. The former president's numbers are going up. They're not going down. That's going to do it today. Man, this has been fun. We'll do it all again tomorrow, our brand new time, 6 to 9 a.m. I hope that you'll make us a part of your radio listening day. And we begin at 6 a.m. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news and Clay and Buck and Bill O'Reilly are next.
Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, July 31st. What? 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. War moving into Russia. Illegal immigrants being bussed out of a sanctuary city. Boy Scouts feeling the rainbow flag and disaster averted in a high-risk stop. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, reports coming out of Russia. The Russian Defense Ministry said 3 drones were intercepted Sunday in Moscow, but a business and shopping development just outside of Moscow was hit. The 5th and 6th floor of a 50-story building was also damaged. And the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, says war is gradually returning to Russia. Ukraine is getting stronger, and the war is gradually returning to Russia's territory, to its symbolic centers and military bases. The mayor of New York City, the biggest city in the country, for months now has been furious at Texas and Florida for bussing illegal immigrants into the sanctuary city of New York City. Apparently, the number now is 90,000. So in response, he has started his own bussing service. According to the New York Times, a medical company called DocGo was awarded over $400 million in taxpayer money to bus illegal immigrants out of New York City to other towns in the state as far away as Buffalo. On average, New Yorkers pay $256 every day to provide a free hotel to every illegal immigrant family. The city pays $136 to provide housing for homeless New Yorkers. The Boy Scouts of America allowed gay scout leaders in 2015 and in 2019 started to allow girls. And the slippery slope isn't just real, it's undefeated. At their annual Jamboree event in West Virginia, the Boy Scouts, which is now just called Scouts, had an LGBTQ tent. Decorated with a canopy of LGBTQ pride flags and a string of multicolored lights, its tables covered with bowls of rainbow bracelets, pronoun stickers, and diversity patches. Ooh, disaster averted here. Police officer in Frisco, Texas, initiated a high-risk stop of a car after she ran the driver's license plate. The plates came back as a possibly stolen car. The problem is, the plates were from Arkansas, but the officer entered the plates as if they were from Arizona, AZ for Arizona instead of AR for Arkansas. Guns were drawn. Husband and wife in the front, a son and a nephew in the backseat headed to a basketball tournament. The officer realized the error and tried to apologize to the family, but the father rightfully responded, "It could have gone all wrong for us." Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Introducing Term Life Insurance from Term Provider, home to Big Lou, the life insurance guru. Big Lou specializes in finding affordable term life insurance for individuals with health conditions. Even if you are a 50-year-old guy with a few extra pounds and type 2 diabetes, you can secure $1 million worth of coverage for just $200 per month. Big Lou's team has assisted thousands like you overcoming the belief that term life insurance is unaffordable. Whether you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or suffer from high blood pressure, Big Lou will work to find you a suitable plan. Remember, Big Lou understands your situation. He's on medication too. So contact Big Lou, 800-444-9336, or visit biglou.com for affordable term life insurance, 800-444-9336.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, global warming has arrived with a vengeance, to use a cliche. So for about 2 decades since Al Gore first broke the story of climate change, Americans have been debating the effect on the climate and who's at fault with the warming temperatures. So there is no doubt the Earth is getting warmer. That is scientifically a fact. But why is the crux of the matter? In the past, we've had ice ages, we've had extreme heat, and some people attribute that to just nature, a cycle of weather. Others say no, because we put so much gunk into the air with all of our energy concerns and automobiles and on and on and on and on, that this has accelerated the warming of the planet. Most scientists believe the latter, that it is human beings who are making the planet hotter. The problem is the issue has been politicized. The far left wants to use it to create totalitarian governments which tell everybody how they should live, what they should have in their own homes, how they should get around, how they should eat. It's a freedom limiter. And some on the right, some conservatives say, hey, there's no such thing as global warming. So we're stuck. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Mitch Goose, premium member, Reno, Nevada. I did not know we shared a common personal history regarding Oppenheimer. My father was a radio tech in the Navy and was set to be on the first wave of the assault on Japan. Unlike you, if not for the bomb, I too would not exist. So Killing the Rising Sun is the best book about Oppenheimer, the Manhattan Project, all of that. So if you go to see the movie and then you want more, because the movie's a little dramatic and this and that. I heard it's a very good film, by the way. I will get around to seeing that. I don't know when, but I will. Barbie, no. Oppenheimer, yes. But my father was on his way to the invasion, and the kamikazes would have just blown his destroyer right out of the ocean.